today alone, now we've had a group that were due to play with us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday week coming in from overseas, and they've cancelled because of they couldn't get their flights through Aer Lingus. The total probably spend of that group, when I had a look at it, if you take it, they're coming in for approximately 4 to 5 days. They were three games of golf. So if I include their restaurants, their bar spend, the spend within the clubs, you're probably talking of somewhere in the region of about €30,000 coming out of the economy of Sligo and Mayo. The event we have is called the Atlantic Coast Challenge. It runs between the three clubs, County Sligo, Enniscrone and Carn. So it's going to be a knock-on effect for the whole industry, for the hotels within the industry, and also for the golf clubs and the bars and restaurants as well.
And we know that US tourists in particular are so important to this region.
Oh, hugely. Like our season really kicks off from the 1st of April when our US and Canadian visitors start coming in. And our season will be very busy from kind of the 1st of April after the West of Ireland through to mid-October. So if this continues and the strike and of pilots and whatever else isn't averted somewhere along the way, it could be affected throughout the summer. If I take the region alone with the businesses coming in to, whether it be Sligo, South Donegal, North Mayo, it's a huge amount of hotel nights, a huge amount of restaurant bookings, and a huge amount of golf bookings that will be affected by the US visitors that mightn't get in here. And we saw, you know, the one I spoke about there a minute ago, I've had some inquiries from some of our tour operators, you know, what is the cancellation policy with us? You know, what's going to happen if our people don't get in? Like, golf clubs just come through COVID, and hotels and bars and restaurants. We can't stand by and watch another summer of not knowing whether our guests get in. So it's very, very important to us that this gets sorted ASAP.
And Ross's point in particular, tourist accommodation is very much at a premium. You were relying heavily on this tourism season. Badly timed, this strike action.
Very badly timed. You know, we're struggling for accommodation within the region as it is. You know, the hotel across the road has no accommodation available at the moment because it's been leased out to the government for Ukrainians into Sligo, which is fine. I have no issue with that, but you know, for a small village like this, it's very, very difficult because, you know, we rely so heavily on the tourist industry. The tourist industry is what we're all about. We have a big membership here, but the key part about it is that when the guests come in from April through to October, we rely on that to run the business to, and like the bars and restaurants rely on us because we're bringing in golfers. So the likes of the Aussies, the Driftwood, Harry's, Fish and Bean, we all benefit from it. The hotels locally, all our golfers stay, whether it be the Glasshouse, the Sligo Park, the Radisson, it's very important for them as well that we have golfers in the region. So if this goes on too long, it will be very, very difficult for people.
Both sides have sat down today and talks are taking place. What would you have to say to them?
I think, look, there's always a way to find a resolution. I think the key part is that they sit down. I think it was kind of seemed to be a bit of an impasse for a couple of days there that, you know, people won't be made available to attend meetings. I think it's very, very important that the government has to intervene at some stage if needs be. But I think the fact that they are sitting down, I think hopefully common sense will prevail and they'll find a resolution to it all.